Missing Link, an independent record store in the heart of Melbourne CBD, turns 40 this week. I took the opportunity to speak to Scotty, who has worked at the store for the past 9 years. Scotty spoke to us about the birthday, the store, and why people are still choosing to shop at the independents over the big chains.
I guess the obvious one is the history of the store. And I think Thursday, is the 40th anniversary of the store from when it first started.
Bands from around the world have performed in-store at Missing Link. For Scotty, he talks about the time Good Riddance played and the crowd that amassed inside the store.
The big one I can remember was Good Riddance from America, when we had 300 people in the store, which was obviously a pretty bad fire risk. And then people down the, up the stairs and down the street.
Why do you think people still come into independent music stores rather than opting for the convenient option of digital downloads?
I think a place like Missing Link, it's very much like a meeting point. So we get a lot of people that come in and, hang out.
Craig Wangright of independent record label Midnight Funeral had this to say about the roles chain retailers and the smaller stores play in the music business.
Independent music stores are a very integral part of owning tangible music still. I think that places like the bigger chains are great for things like pop music.
Big business retailers like JB Hi-Fi and Sanity have an impact on independent stores. But for Scotty, he says it's a matter of choice on where you shop.
I think they do have an impact to some degree, just for the fact that, they're a big, they're a very big company, and they buy music in bulk, which means they can heavily discount it. So a lot of the time it's very hard to compete against that, but at the same time I think, people make their own decisions where they're going to shop.
Melbourne is a diverse community of culture and art. Craig had this to say about where independent record stores fit in.
I think they're an integral part of what we have as a music scene and a culture, especially here in Melbourne. I think that we're stronger than we've ever been for independent music. It went up, it went down, it went up, it went down, and it's finally on its way back up.
Digital downloads have gone up over 1,000% in the past 5 years. Has Missing Link had to make any changes?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we tried our own digital download program a few months ago, just on Australian music. But a lot of the music was so obscure that people either didn't care or they could get it for free anyway.
There are lots of people all around the world that would never have heard stuff that I've done had it not been listed on someone's blog for a legal download. Sorry, air quotation. It has impacted upon bigger labels, like illegal downloading, because obviously people have stopped buying CDs to an extent. But I think that's also helped aid in the selling of vinyl and the resurgence of tape culture and tape trading, which was really big in the 80s and 90s.
And that was Craig Wangright of Midnight Funeral Records there, bringing an end to our segment on Missing Link and Melbourne's independent music scene. If you'd like more information on Missing Link or Midnight Funeral Records, then head over to our website where you can find contact details as well as extended interviews with Scotty and Craig.